Andrew Keller from JMI Wealth. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Talk to me about the terms of trade, because these are important and things aren't looking as flash as they might.
No. It's all a bit technical, but yeah, well, let's talk trade this morning. But just before we start, I would have thought the trade officials would be keeping a very close eye on this deterioration of the relationship between China and Australia, wouldn't they, given our export reliance on China, which you just talked about. Hey, last week we talked about the trade surplus, which looks at sort of volumes and values. So the terms of trade is a different way to look at the trade picture. So just a quick refresher, it measures the purchasing power of our exports. So the technical description, it's the ratio of a basket of export prices against import prices. So basically the purchasing power of the stuff we sell on the stuff that we buy as a country. So it's about relativity of prices. Now, the unfortunate news is that there's been a very sharp fall in the terms of trade. And that's because we saw a material fall in export prices. And we saw a fall in import prices, but it was smaller. So this is the data for the September quarter. So we know that volumes were higher, but as I said, it's about prices. So in the third quarter, so in that quarter, we saw lower export prices for dairy, meat, and logs. Now, there's an element of context to consider here, Mike, because the terms of trade actually rose in the second quarter, so it's reversing some of that. And also, just in terms of the historical levels, we're still trading at very high levels. So we just need to put it into a little bit of context. But when I say that export prices were lower, this wasn't a blip. They were 8.3% lower across all export sectors. So that's the third largest quarterly fall in export prices since this data began. Now, import prices only fell 3.7%. So your terms of trade gets hit. It's the biggest drop in terms of trade on a quarterly basis since 2009. And if I look at the various sectors, dairy prices fell on this measure 12% in that quarter. Now, some of you will probably say, but hey, didn't the global dairy trade, wasn't that okay during that period? The problem is not all dairy product gets sold through the global dairy trade auctions. So you do have to factor in the stuff that doesn't go through that channel. Just another point on this, Mike, remember this is pretty aged data. It's to the end of September. We're now almost in December, but it's probably not a trend we want to see continue.
Correct. I got to be honest, I think Australia's number yesterday, GDP number, I thought there would be a bigger bounce back, but that's what, Victoria, I suppose.
Yeah, so yeah, a lot of differences in terms of, you know, the different areas across Australia. So yeah, this is GDP, Australian GDP. Now, GDP numbers are a bit out of favour these days. This is a trend to try and sort of measure economic well-being, which is a constructive debate. I'm happy to have that debate. But until you get some standardisation, I think GDP does remain an important number in terms of measuring economic health and allowing sort of relative and comparative sort of benchmarks as well. So the Aussies are a couple of weeks in front of us, Mike. I don't think we get the local third quarter growth numbers until
December
17th of December, that's right. So this was a Q3 number released in Australia yesterday. So the lucky country is out of recession officially. That probably doesn't come as any great surprise. Everyone would have been expecting that. But in this case, it is all about size, Mike. 3.3% jump in September quarter GDP. Biggest jump in GDP in 44 years. But they're obviously bouncing back from the June quarter, which was a 7% fall. Look at the result for the 12 months. They're down 3.8%. So here's your context. That's the weakest result in annual GDP growth since World War II. But the 3.8% fall for the year was better than analysts, the consensus expectations. That was for a 4.4% fall and 2.5% for the quarter. So it's better than that. Plenty of household consumption. That's what drove that. But as you said, very clear disparity between the states, and Victoria had the lockdown. You can see that impact in the numbers. So if we do a scoreboard, what were we down in Q2? 12.2.
12.2.
They fell 7. They're up 3.3 in the third quarter. Yeah. What was it? I think
ASB had an Q1, Australia fell 0.3 and we fell 1.6. So we're down 13.8 on the two quarters. So we need 13. So they were down point something in Q1 and 7 in Q2. So
yeah, we can't let them beat them at this.
Exactly. We need a big number. What are your numbers?
The numbers. The Dow Jones trying desperately to get back into the positive. It was down quite a lot on the start. It's now at 29,805. It's down 17 or 18 points, which is not much really. The S&P 500, 3665. It's actually up 3 points. And the NASDAQ, 12,340, down 14 points. So I'd call that all relatively stable. The FTSE 100, 6463, up 79. The Nikkei, 26800. 26,800 up 13. The Shanghai Composite down 3,449. The ASX 200 gained 2 yesterday, 6,590. We lost 1 point yesterday on the NZX 50, 12,728. On the currencies, Kiwi still strong, 0.7056 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9542 Aussie, 0.5836 Euro, 0.5286 Pounds, 73.75 Yen. Gold, $1,826.71. And Brent crude just creeping up a little bit, $48.38.
Have a good day, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.